Yes! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to practice some reading, but before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing at the end. Okay? All right. Find a pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. All right, my name, Mrs. Oldham. You write your name and we won't mix it up. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to color first. So if you look at number one, you're going to see a sentence. And under the words in the sentence, you're going to see some circles. I am going to call those circles bubbles, okay? Bubbles. But we're not going to worry about the sentence right now. We're going to look at the picture. Do you see the spinning top on number one? The picture of the spinning top, it spins around. Let's color that top. Oh, let's do green. Can you find a green crayon? Any kind of green will work for me. Go ahead and color that top. That's called a spinning top. You twist it kind of at the top and you try and keep it up so it doesn't fall down. You don't want it to be down. You want it to spin, spin, spin. It sometimes will fall over and fall down, but for the most part, you try and keep it up, up, up. So it's not down, down, down. Now this spinning top is a picture clue to what our sentence will be about. We're going to read about some cards, right? No, it's going to be about a top. I know. All right, 2 seconds. Two. And one. All right, hang on to that green crayon and let's look for the word top in our sentence. Look for the word top. T-op, top. Do you see it? It's the second word in the sentence. T-O-P. Let's color the bubble under the word top green. Color the bubble green. Just under the word top. All right, now I want you to look for the word not. N-op. In our sentence, not. Do you see it? If you count the bubbles, it's 1, 2, 3, 4. It's the fourth word. Color that bubble green as well. It's the word that has N-O-T, not, N-O-T. Good. All right, now put down your green crayon. I'm going to read this sentence to you, and it's going to have the words top and not in it. So point to the first bubble under the word the. You follow along with your finger while I read, and I'm going to try really hard not to sound like a robot. Here we go. The top is not down. It's not down. Here we go. Move your finger. Listen to me read it one more time. Follow along. The top is not down. Okay? Read it with me this time. Move your finger back. Ready? All together. Go. The top is not down. It's not. That means it's up and it's still spinning and it's doing what it's supposed to do. Okay, last time, we're going to read it fluently. That means how we just talk to one another, not like a robot. Ready, go. The top is not down. Excellent. All right, let's scoot down to number two. Look at that big old hog. Can you find your gray crayon? If you don't have a gray crayon, you can use your pencil. It makes a nice, neat gray color. We're going to color this hog gray. A hog, I don't know how it's different than a pig. They're huge. Is that what it is? You tell me. But this is a big old hog. And he's cute, too. I like the little curly hair on the top of him. This is going to be a picture clue for our sentence, which means our sentence is definitely for surely going to be about a pencil, right? No? It's definitely for sure going to be about a book, right? No. What is our sentence going to be about? Yes, it's going to be about a hog. Hang on to that gray crayon. You have 2 seconds. Two. One. All right, let's look at our sentence and find the word that says hog. H-O-G. Do you see it in number two? It's the only word that begins with the h sound. Yep, it's the last word in the sentence. Let's color inside that bubble gray so it matches our hog. And then we'll put our gray crayon down. All right, do you see the question mark next to the word hog? We have to use a question voice when we read this. Find your pointer finger. I hope it's attached to your hand. Put your finger right on the bubble under the first word in the sentence. Follow along while I practice reading this with my question voice. Here I go. Is this a hog? Is it? Is this a hog? Let's read it one more time. Move your finger. Is this a hog? I'm using my question voice, and I'm not sounding like a robot. Scoot back to the beginning. Read it with me. Ready? Begin. Is this a hog? And one more time, just for practice. Is this a hog? And then you can answer the question. Yes? No? I don't know. Looks like a pig. I don't know. All right, let's scoot down to number three. Oh, look, that's Rob. That little boy's name is Rob. Let's color Rob's hair yellow. Let's color his hair yellow. Won't take long. There's not a lot of hair there. It's little. So this is Rob. Okay, 2 seconds, two, one. Put down your yellow crayon. Let's color his shirt. Oh, let's color his shirt blue. Any kind of blue will work. Doesn't matter. Let's color his shirt blue. And then we'll color his pants brown, okay? So his name is Rob. Rob is cleaning. He's a good boy. And then color his pants brown, okay? So he has a blue shirt, brown pants, yellow hair. Okay, hang on to your brown crayon. And let's color the handle on the mop. Let's color that brown too. So we'll color the brown handle. Color the handle brown. Got it. It's little. Do your best to stay in the lines, but I know it's little. Put down your brown crayon, and let's do the moppy mop stuff at the bottom. Let's color that gray. We just had it, and you can use your pencil if you need to. All right, so take 2 more seconds to finish up Rob and the mop. Yellow hair, blue shirt, brown pants, brown handle, and a gray mop at the bottom. All right, put down all your crayons. Put them all down. Don't try to guess what colors I'm gonna say. All right, let's look at the sentence. Can you find the word Rob? His name, Rob. R-O-B. Yes, it's right there. It's the first word. Okay, let's color that bubble blue, like his shirt. Color the bubble blue, like his shirt. We're doing R-O-B, Rob. Put down your blue crayon and look for the word mop. Mop. Do you see it? It's the last one. Let's color the bubble under the word mop brown. Don't try to guess what I'm gonna say. You never know. All right, color that bubble, the last one, M-O-P, color it brown. All right, put all your crayons down. Find your pointer finger. I'm going to practice reading the sentence to you. It has a period. It's going to be normal. You follow along with me. Here I go. Rob has the mop. So I say, who has the mop? Let's read it. Try again. Rob has the mop. You read it with me this time. Ready, begin. Rob has the mop. And last time, ready, begin. Rob has the mop. Nice. Scoot down to number four. Oh, no. Oh, she is crying, the poor little thing. I don't know what her problem is. Let's color her hair brown. Poor thing. You know when you cry and then you start doing this kind of a thing? You're not really crying anymore. When you start doing that, you're actually doing something called sobbing. That's a sob, like when you're really getting into it. Take 1 more second for her brown hair. One and done. Find a purple crayon. Let's color her shirt and her pants purple. So she is letting out a sob. When you cry a lot and you start to make that big noise, that's a sob. I don't know if you've ever had to sob. I can't think of a time that I've had to sob recently. But you never know. It's sometimes okay to cry and get it all out when you feel like you need to. Okay, hold on to your purple crayon. Color the bows in her hair purple too. Let's have her matching. We won't have her sob about the fact that her clothes don't match, so it could be about something else. Maybe she wanted a mop and Rob did, or maybe a hog sat on her. I don't know. All right, hold on to that purple crayon. Let's look for the word sob in our sentence. Sob. Do you see it? Yep, last word in the sentence. SOB. Color that bubble purple. It's the last word in the sentence. Sob. SOB. Color that bubble purple. Put your purple crayon down. Do you see there's a question mark after the word sob? So we'll have our question voice again. Finger pointers pointing at the first word. Why is the first word? Ready? Follow along while I read. Move your finger. Why did she sob? I mean, like, what's wrong with her, right? Put your finger back to the beginning. Move your finger. Here we go. Why did she sob? Do it with me. Read out loud with me. Ready? Begin. Why did she sob? Last time, extra practice, ready, begin. Why did she sob? I don't know. Did the hog sit on her? Did the top fall over? Did Rob mop her up? I don't know, but she did. She had to sob. Okay, scoot down to number five. Look at it. It's a picture of a lowercase I. Okay, let's color, see the dot? See the dot up top? Let's color that dot in orange. Just the dot, not anything else. Just the dot. Color the dot orange. And then put your orange crayon down. And let's color the bottom part of the eye. Let's color that part yellow. And then we'll just leave the arrow alone. We don't need to color the arrow. Okay. So we've got an orange dot. And then the other part of our eye is yellow. Okay, put down your yellow crayon. Let's look at our sentence and find the word dot for me. Dot. D-ot. Dot. See if you can find it. D-ot. Do you see it? It's the third word in the sentence. Bubble it orange. Fill in the bubble under the word dot orange. D-O-T. Okay, put down your orange crayon and look for the word top. Top. T-op. The dot is on top. T-op. Do you see it? Color that bubble yellow. It's the last word in the sentence. T-O-P. Color that bubble yellow. So we did an orange bubble for the word dot, and we did a yellow bubble for the word top. This is the part where you really have to listen to what I'm saying. All right, put your crayons down, take out your pointer finger, point to the first bubble under the word put, and follow along while I read. Put the dot on top. Right? When you write the letter I, you put the dot on top. Read it with me. Point to the words. Ready, go. Put the dot on top. Do not sound like a robot either. Last time, read it with me. Put the dot on top. Excellent work, boys and girls. Let's move down to number six. There's a balloon. Let's see. Let's color the balloon. Let's do pink. Because we haven't used our pink crayon. Color the balloon pink. It looks like it's going to pop. Looks like there's a needle going into it. I cannot stand when balloons pop. It hurts my ears and it always scares me. Always. Okay, 2 more seconds for that pink balloon. 2 and 1. All right, look at your sentence. Can you find the word pop? Pop. P-op. It's the only word that begins with a p sound. See it? It's the last word in the sentence. P-O-P. Color the bubble pink. Color the bubble pink. Okay, don't put down your pink crayon yet. Now I want you to look for the word not in the sentence. Not. N-ot. Not. Do you see it? It's the second word. N-ot. N-O-T, color that bubble pink also. So we have a pink bubble for not, and we have a pink bubble for pop. Now go ahead and put down your pink crayon and take out your pointer finger. Follow along with me. Put your finger on the bubble under the first word, do. Okay, there's an exclamation mark in this sentence. That means I need to have a lot of emotion. So listen to me read, follow along. Ready? Do not let it pop. We don't want that to pop because it's going to hurt my ears and scare me. Let's do it again. Point to the first word, follow along with me. Do not let it pop. Okay, this time you read it with me. Ready? Begin. Do not let it pop. One more time. Follow along. Ready, begin. Do not let it pop. Boys and girls, you did so good. We're not reading like robots. We're reading fluently and you follow directions and I'm so proud of you. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.